It's 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One day before the two-year anniversary of the attack that ignited the war in Gaza, delegations from Israel, Hamas, and the U.S. are convening in Egypt to discuss a ceasefire.
As part of a U.S. brokered peace proposal, in addition to releasing hostages, Hamas agreeing to hand over the administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body with support from Arab nations. In return, Israel would withdraw its military from Gaza completely and release Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from sending National Guard troops from any state to Portland, Oregon. Illinois also fighting a move by the Trump White House to deploy troops to Chicago. It's a first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court begins its new term today with questions about birthright citizenship and voting rights on the docket. NFL analyst Mark Sanchez facing multiple charges and recovering in an Indianapolis hospital after an altercation over a parked vehicle in that city. This is ABC News. New research says some simple reminders for both parents and pediatricians could go a long way in cutting down on peanut allergies in children. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
The training videos are meant to educate doctors on how to best navigate peanut allergies with their patients. The study's authors say this simple approach could prevent thousands of peanut allergies each year. Researchers say starting peanut-containing foods between 4 and 6 months can lower a baby's risk of developing a peanut allergy by more than 80%. With the use of these new tools, the data shows doctors were nearly 15 times more likely to follow allergy prevention guidelines.
Hundreds of hikers have been rescued from Mount Everest caught in a blizzard on the mountain. And Taylor Swift again ruling the box office.
You don't know the life of a showgirl.
The official release party of A Showgirl, the movie going along with the release of Swift's new album, pulling in $33 million at theaters over the weekend. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor. An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Brewers try to go up 2-0 when they pitch lefty Aaron Ashby against the Cubs tonight. Milwaukee jumped out to a 9-run lead in the first game Saturday, eventually winning it 9-3. All 9 runs were scored in the first 2 innings. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, it was American League action. Toronto 13, the Yankees 7, Seattle 3-2 over Detroit. And from the NFL, Minnesota, 21-17 winner overseas against Cleveland. Carolina, 27-24 over Miami. Dallas, 37. The Jets, 22. Denver, 21. Philadelphia, 17. Houston, 44. Baltimore, 10. Indianapolis, 40-6 over Las Vegas. New Orleans, 26. The Giants, 14. Tampa Bay, 38. Seattle, 35. Tennessee, 22. Arizona, 21. Detroit, 37. And Cincinnati 24. Washington 27-10 over the Chargers. And last night, New England beat Buffalo 23-20. The Monday night game tonight has Kansas City at Jacksonville. The Bucs get into preseason play with a game scheduled tonight at Miami. And the Dodgers played Philadelphia early on today. Well, early compared to the Brewer game. 8 minutes after 5, first pitch time. The Cubs play at Milwaukee tonight, first pitch time, just after 8 o'clock. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Mammograms and mocktails? Yes, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stop by any Thursday in October from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment needed. This screening service is open to women aged 40 and up who are 12 months past their last test. No appointment is needed. Just bring your health insurance information. Enjoy a free mocktail afterwards to celebrate your good decision. New patients welcome at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 64 with occasional showers. There could be a few rumbles of thunder. For tonight, showers ending late and a low of 45. For Tuesday, sunny and pleasant and 66. Maybe some patchy frost coming in Tuesday night and also Wednesday night of this week. So far, 8/100ths of an inch of rain. Light rain, northeast winds at 9 miles per hour. And it is 57 degrees in Richland Center this morning.
I got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Came upon the wave on way. You're the reason I'm still here, yeah. Am I the one you were sent to save? Came upon the wave on way. I wandered out into the water. And I thought that I might. I don't know what I was after. Just know I was going down. That's when she found me. Not afraid anymore. She said, you know I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for.
Pat Green on WRCL. Good morning on a Monday. We hope it was a good day, good weekend for you. And this morning it was really nice to get out and smell the rain. Yes, it's been a while. It was getting a bit dusty there in Sextonville, as dusty as my jokes. But we'll try to wash them off and have a few during our Chet's Chuckle next hour when Hank stops by. We trust it was a good weekend for you. There were so many things going on, and just premium weather for the Canyon of Lights parade on Saturday night, which was well attended. On Saturday as well, well, Friday and Saturday, homecomings to celebrate at Riverdale and Kickapoo and over the weekend, Highland, of course, we mentioned Richland Center, Riverdale, Ithaca, all celebrating homecomings over the weekend. And I don't remember ever wearing shorts to the Ithaca School Fair. But fairgoers were less than impressed, but that's all right. I was doing some work, you know, I needed to stay cool. You can't be cool, you got to feel cool. Anyway, Sawyer Brown on WRCO. Good Monday morning.
Sue and Jack fell in love around here. Well, they've been going steady now for years. They couldn't afford much of anything, but they worked in for her diamond ring. And that's the way we do it around here. That's the way it is and the way it's done around here. That's the way we live and the way we love around here.
waiting at the airport. I got my bag in hand. My guitar's going with me, cause it's always been my friend. I'm finally going where I need to be, because I'm going down to Paris, and just as fast as I can. Yes, I'm going down to Paris, and I got a solid plan. There's somebody waiting for me. I'm a Paris, Texas man. I'm moving fast as lightning, it's just the way I am. No one can keep up with me, that I understand. But there's a place I really need to be, because I'm going down to Paris, and just as fast as I can. Yes, I'm going down to Paris, and I got a solid plan. There's somebody waiting for me, I'm a bear.
McCoy and WRCO and a Paris, Texas man. Here it is 56 degrees in Richland Center, and we have picked up a tenth of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, washing out the dust this morning. A reminder going on this week, Forget Me Not, an ADRC support group meets the first Tuesday of each month. For more information, contact Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. And St. Paul Lutheran Church, north of Laval, will host its 40th annual Chili Supper Tuesday night from 4 until 7. That evening, there will also be a quilt raffle. Free will donations will be accepted.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m., Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5, and Diesel Truck Challenge and Vehicle Dirt Drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Bryant County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. 8765. Let's make home happen.
We have picked up a tenth of an inch of rain so far in the day at WRCO Studios. Hope your Monday goes as well as Monday can go. Here's Dylan Marlowe.
Baby, what you say we take a ride down that dirt road? Look at that farm again. Dream about building that house by the white oak. Stocking that pond with fish. Me missing you at home and being gone on the road, it's gonna pay off someday. Oh, might not look like it right now, but me and God got some big plans. Oh, let's pull over for a minute so you can take a second and
my freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. They're still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century to drown you out, make it do a U-turn. If it was me it was up to, girl just like that, I'd take you back in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that song sinking tonight, I'm just sinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Yeah, in about 3, 2. One time I call you baby, try to change your mind. 180, I know you probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For them songs
Tucker Wetmore and the one that got away. Well, we finished off homecoming for a few area schools over the weekend, and so we're kind of getting over that season. There might be a rare occasion where there's a homecoming this weekend or next. It does sometimes depend on the home football games. Well, it does depend on those, but sometimes you don't get those until late in the season. So, but we're getting kind of on past that, and this weekend already will mark the 8th weekend of the high school football season. Coming up, news, weather, and sports today on a Monday morning, the 6th of October. A much-needed rain out there. It could be off and on today. So far, a tenth of an inch of precipitation at the WRCO studios.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with 2 sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. 2 sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is time for a news update courtesy of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's high 64 degrees with occasional showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder possible. Tonight showers ending by midnight or so, and a low of 45. Currently at the WRCO studios, after a tenth of an inch of rain thus far, it is 56 degrees, our overnight low.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss might not run for office next year. Speaking to WISN's Up Front, the Burlington Republican says he's not entirely decided. Voss has served in the Assembly since 2005 and has held the Speaker's seat since 2013. Voss recently faced a stiff primary challenge from supporters of President Donald Trump, who thought he should have done more to help the president during the aftermath of the 2020 election. He says he's excited to work with a governor other than Tony Evers, but that he'll make a decision in January of next year. Following the presence of E. coli bacteria detected in the water supply, Pine Valley Community Village is updating residents, families, staff, and the community of its plans to investigate and mitigate its water concerns while emphasizing that the health and safety of its residents and staff remain the top priority. Pine Valley first discovered the presence of bacteria in the water supply during routine monitoring at the end of September. Brittany Paulus is the nursing home administrator at Pine Valley Community Village.
Our requirement is we're supposed to take water samples every month. It's quarterly, but we do it monthly just because of a private well. On 9/22, we took our normal water sample in, and somehow the results came back that we were coliform positive. Immediately went to bottled water just because coliform itself, while it's not necessarily overly exciting, it can cause extra bacteria to grow, it can make people sick. So we did a lot of research, asked a lot of questions, you know, brought DHS in, asked DNR questions, reached out to well specialists, and we came to the consensus it was important to go to water was safe, that we knew was safe, that we knew wasn't going to have a bacteria in it until we got our second results. So essentially when we got the results on the 24th, so we sent them in on the 22nd, we got them back on the 24th, we had to send in a new sample on the 25th and wait. So we got our results on the 26th stating that one of our water samples from the second sample that we took was E. coli positive, which obviously is scary. We don't want that in our system. We don't want that in our pipes. We don't want that in our residents. So the original decision to go directly to bottled water when the first test positive without E. coli being present was the quickest and best move that we've made, because now here we are continuing with samples throughout the building. We've had DNR out for a level 2. Can we figure out where this is coming from? The day DNR came out, we took samples from our reservoir, took samples from a fire hydrant that was across the road from us. We took it from our kitchen sink, we took it from the assisted living, and we took it from the skilled nursing side. Just kind of cover the basis of the entire building. All of them came back coliform positive. The fire hydrant and the reservoir both came back E. coli positive. So essentially, we have a lot to figure out with DNR, with the DHS, with infection preventionists, with public health.
Well, the cause of the bacteria detects in Pine Valley's water supply is still investigated. There are several possible sources that maybe have culminated that to cause this issue.
Everybody that we've been in contact with really doesn't have a really good idea of where this is coming from. The consensus at this point is kind of a trifecta. We have construction, which can cause the vibrations in, you know, pipes, and our pipes are old. And then we have agricultural runoff, which means, you know, we know where E. coli comes. It comes from fecal matter. And we have farmland all the way around us. And then we've had your rain and we've had other things happen. So they're thinking it's a mixture of all three. Can it be all three? And then we have maybe a faulty pipe somewhere. We have 70 to 80 year old pipes. And there's always that possibility that we have a crack in a pipe. All the things that we've done essentially point to no faulty pipes, but we can't rule that out at this time.
Pine Valley continues to implement water supply and safety protocols, including the use of bottled water for drinking, food preparation, bathing, and other needs. Corrective and investigative actions are also being implemented. All residents will continue to be monitored closely, and families will be kept updated. Officials with the Pine Valley Community Village are working closely with local and state health authorities to ensure the safety of the water supply and will provide further updates as soon as test results confirm the water is safe for normal use. A new state law offers protections to victims of deep fakes. Republican State Senator Andre Jock said victims whose images are manipulated into synthetic deep fake pornography for online display and distribution now have strong legal protections. Wisconsin Act 34, which Jock authored with State Representative Brent Jacobson, was signed into law by Governor Tony Evers on Friday. Evers said that ensures the state's criminal code is updated to reflect the increasing use and potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Senator Jock cited a study from the cybersecurity company DeepTrace, which found that about 96% of deepfake material is non-consensual pornography and exclusively targets and harms women. Fall has begun, and the American Red Cross urges you to mark the season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all types especially are needed, mainly daily routines shifting as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Fall into donating blood or platelets now. A blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Make an appointment to give blood anytime at a drive coming up soon in the near future in your community. RedCrossBlood.org is the place to go, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today, the forecast calls for mainly cloudy, much cooler conditions with occasional showers. We could even have a few rumbles of thunder. A high of 64, northwest to north winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Showers ending late tonight by midnight or so. Decreasing clouds and chilly later on, a low of 45. And they do mention the possibility of some light frost coming up this week, maybe Tuesday night and Wednesday night overnight. Right now in Richland Center, we have picked up a tenth of an inch of rain so far in a light rain that began intermittently about 4 this morning. After a midnight reading of 67, it is 56 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at the weekend in high school sports and a look ahead toward tonight's big Brewer Cub game two.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
First of all, recapping high school sports from Saturday, it was a happy homecoming for Ithaca. The Bulldogs defeated Royal 20-0. Blackhawk Warren was a winner against Pecatonica Argyle 48-0. And North Crawford defeated Highland 50-8. Cross-country action that was held at Platteville on Saturday. Richland Center Ithaca boys team continues to impress as they defeated some large schools all the way to the win in the large school division and getting a lead from freshman Owen Dreyer with a time of 15:37. Owen set another school record and personal best. Ryan Stadler, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, Sam Jones, and Brayson Garcia-Boland all ran personal bests as well. The boys' team won the large school race by a good-sized margin. The Richland Center Ithaca girls' team was one short from being able to score as a team. They ran well. Pearl Fretz medaled in the large school division for Richland Center Ithaca. Today's high school sports schedule, games include JV and boys varsity soccer versus Aquinas. Richland Center hosting that event. The boys varsity getting underway today at 5. There's JV football. Richland Center plays at Dodgeville. At River Valley today, JV football as the Blackhawks will be in action. And there will be a volleyball tonight as well. Varsity volleyball triangular. River Valley plays Mauston and Darlington. Action gets underway this afternoon at 5 o'clock. For Riverdale, the game with Boscobel JV football has been postponed for today. The Brewers try to go 2-0 up on the Cubs when they pitch left-hander Aaron Ashby against Chicago tonight. Milwaukee jumped out to a 9-run lead in the first inning on the first game, Saturday, eventually winning 9-3. All 9 runs scored in the first 2 innings. Jackson Chariot went 3-for-3 in those 2 innings, then left the action with a sore hamstring. Manager Pat Murphy said, as it would be devastating if Chariot is knocked out. He has been working out. Brewer outfielder's status is still up in the air after he worked out yesterday and they tested it to hope that he can go again. Freddy Peralta got Saturday's pitching victory. Manager Pat Murphy and the team preparing for tonight's game with an 8:08 first pitch time.
Yeah, I don't think lineups and starting pitcher, I mean, everybody kind of knows what the other guy's going to do, give or take a guy or two, you know what I mean? I don't think it's as strategic as you guys are making it. The Ashby thing, so what are they going to say? Well, okay, Ashby, he hasn't thrown a complete game this year. He's probably not going to throw 95 pitches. But if someone would ask me that question, I'd say, you know, he could go as long as we want him to.
In the American League playoffs yesterday, Toronto 13, the Yankees 7, Seattle 3-2 against Detroit. From the NFL, Minnesota won overseas against Cleveland 21-17. Carolina 27, Miami 24, Dallas 37, the Jets 22, Denver 21, Philadelphia 17, Houston 44, Baltimore 10, Indianapolis 40, and Las Vegas 6, New Orleans 26-14 over the Giants, Tampa Bay 38, Seattle 35, Tennessee 22, Arizona 21, Detroit 37, Cincinnati 24, Washington 27-10 victors against the Chargers, and last night New England held off Buffalo 23-20. Tonight in the Monday night game, Kansas City plays at Jacksonville. The Badgers were able to keep it close, at least for a half on Saturday. Then 20th-ranked Michigan rolled to a 24-10 win. A 5-yard run by Dylan Jones capped a 12-play, 75-yard drive on the Badgers' first possession. Wisconsin welcomes the Iowa Hawkeyes to Camp Randall coming up on Saturday evening. The Badger men's hockey team completed a sweep of Lindenwood with a 7-2 victory on the road Saturday. And the top-rated Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a sweep of Maine with a 5-0 decision on Saturday. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
WRCO 100.9. They say that there's a hole in the atmosphere. The things you think will last just disappear. When you were ready to say I do, somebody look.
Beyond the eye, it goes running through your soul.
Glenn Campbell in a classic there. You can just feel the southern warmth rolling in on that one. A tenth of an inch of rain so far. We're at 55 degrees, so we won't get as warm in the coming hours that we have been, and certainly some unprecedented heat. All of the warm days over the weekend, we actually only broke the record once over the weekend, and I thought maybe it would be two or three times, but Friday was the day when we broke the previous high by a degree. I believe it was 89 on Friday, and we were a degree short on Saturday, and yesterday we were a few degrees short. So, but it certainly was some rare air over the weekend. Cooler temperatures will feel better, and everybody's talking about, yeah, it's going to cool down now, it's fall. Well, it is, but you know, then again, we get toward this weekend with Friday 70, Saturday 72, Sunday 74. That's, man, more than you can ask for this time of year.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
We're still in the dark, a little bit of rain this morning, about a tenth of an inch, and we're at 55 degrees. A couple of random things today. The fact that cats don't know they're internet superstars. They really are. And probably should get some residuals for all the fun cat videos. And the most verified miles ever put on a car, 1,615,000 miles on a Volvo P1800. Wow. The Vibe and I have a ways to go to catch that record. Here's Zach Topp.
Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows. Cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good times and tan lines. The ice and pass them around, waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do. But load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all.
WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Probably won't have to worry about any tan lines today. No, we're going to have a cloudy day after a warm and summer-like weekend. Maybe some people did get a little bit too much sun over the weekend. It was certainly possible. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the entire family. Coming up, our news update from ABC. It is next.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy